Border Patrol agent assaulted near Texas border. By Bob Price on October 13, 2019. A previously deported Honduran migrant assaulted a U.S. Border Patrol agent at an immigration checkpoint near the Texas border. The agents sustained minor injuries as the driver of the vehicle attempted to drive off during an apprehension attempt. Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents assigned to an interior immigration checkpoint near Carrizo Springs, Texas, observed a Dodge Ram 2500 approaching for inspection on October 7. After an initial interview, the agents referred the driver to a secondary inspection station for further questioning, according to information provided by Del Rio Sector Border Patrol officials. During the secondary inspection, agents determined the driver and his passenger to be Honduran nationals. As the agents attempted to take the migrants out of the truck, the driver accelerated in an attempt to flee. The action injured one of the agents who was partially inside the vehicle as it began to move. The driver continued to flee the scene to avoid arrest. Some of the agents attended to the injured agent while others began a pursuit of the two migrants in the Dodge Ram. Agents eventually caught up with the truck near Carrizo Springs, but the occupants of the truck bailed out and fled into the brush. Agents carried out a search and apprehended the two migrants a short time later. "Acts of violence against our agents will not be tolerated," Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Raul L. Ortiz said in a written statement. "This incident is an example of criminals who have a blatant disregard for the law as well as the safety of agents and the general public." Doctors at the local hospital treated the agents for his injuries and released him the same day. During processing, agents learned both occupants of the vehicle were previously deported Honduran nationals. The driver, a 28-year-old, had been arrested in Laredo, Texas, on an immigration charge in July 2016. The passenger, a 17-year-old Honduran, had also been arrested in Brownsville, Texas, for illegal entry in March 2019, just 7 months ago. Both now face possible federal felony charges for illegal reentry after removal. The driver also faces an additional charge of assaulting a federal officer. Each offense carries a possible maximum sentence of up to 20 years in federal prison, officials stated. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.